The IFA offers a year-round ferry connection between Ketchikan and Hollis. From 2006 through 2008, the authority offered a summertime connection between the south end of Mitkoff Island, Wrangell, and Kaufman Cove. With that, service ended, and the authority looking to sell one of its two vessels. Petersburg officials see no reason to remain a member of the organization.
So it makes sense to me, personally, to, you know, why be involved in it if it, we don't get service by the...
I agree
with the ferry system. So anyway,
that's City Councilor Mark Jensen. He and the rest of the council were unanimous in approving an ordinance in its first reading that will put the question to voters this October. That ordinance says the IFA is focusing on its Ketchikan to Hollis route, and there's no indication the service to South Mitkoff will resume. That'll take two more readings before the question will be added to Petersburg's local ballot. Also Monday, the council approved a city budget for next year and voted down a cut to the budget for the Petersburg Economic Development Council. Don Koenig sought to reduce the PEDC budget by $75,000 initially. The PEDC operates off the interest and principal of what was originally a $6 million federal economic development grant. Koenig thought the budget for the PEDC's cold storage facility needed a closer look.
I would say that this is more in line with the projected revenue for the investment income. And I would also say that they can go back and take a look at how that facility is being managed, how much time is being spent. I'm not trying to micromanage, but I think that when I look at the expenditure, we know that Ocean Beauty is not going to be using that facility this year. They were the, one of the tenants that was going to be there. So we're going to be running a shortfall. So maybe the you could look at it. I mean, staff and people who are involved in it could take a clearly different look at it.
Koenig was not in town and did not take part in a series of work sessions on the budget last month. Other councillors thought it was too late to make changes to the spending plan. Rick Braun, however, said he agreed with Koenig.
I really think we need to look real hard at the PEDC and the cold storage and how that's run. But I think it may be a little too late to do it this year, but it's definitely something we need to do.
The mayor and other councillors voted against Koenig's and rejected that budget reduction. They approved the overall city budget unanimously. Councillors also approved a property tax levy of 10.99 mils, the same as the current year. The council also approved money to pave 2nd Street and Odin Street. Those are two roads that have received new water and sewer lines over the past year. CECON of Juneau will be the subcontractor doing the paving work on the two streets for $226,000. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.